Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for joining me as we take a few minutes out of our day to really focus on being still and listening to God, encountering His heart for us. Our scripture today is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 9. And before we begin, make sure that you're all settled and ready to let go of all the things that are going on in your mind and in your body and in your day, and just can set those aside right now, relax, and let God speak to us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we offer these moments to you. Thank you for drawing us to your side. Give us eyes to see you and ears to hear you. May your voice be so distinct and clear that we can't miss it. Allow us to be still before you and to be filled with your Spirit. As I read the scripture the first time, I'm going to read it three times. As I read it the first time, be aware of something that jumps out at you, a word or a phrase that captures your attention. This is the beginning of God's conversation with you. And don't worry if it has to do with the main theme of the scripture. It doesn't have to. God's not bound by that. He'll choose to offer a word or phrase to you from His word. John 15, 1 to 9. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, He takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love.
Thank you.
going to read the scripture a second time. And in the quiet afterwards, notice how that word or phrase, if that's still the one that is jumping out at you, notice how that word or phrase connects to your life. It's so amazing that God's word is personal for each one of us, even though it's written for all of us. And notice how his word is going to be personal for you and connect to you and your life in a way that is different than how it's going to connect to me in my life. John 15:1-9. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves a home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. I've loved you the way my Father has loved me. Make yourselves at home in my love. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time listen for an invitation from God. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Now the time for noticing and connecting and inviting is done, and it's time to rest in God's presence. To feel his arms around you, to rest in him, and to breathe him in deep, to recognize the connection that we have, that He is the vine and the sustainer of our lives. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you've experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.